Deer Plugged In. You in on this? Toyota's versatile SUVs roll up their sleeves and take on tough jobs, dress up for a night out, or haul your family and friends with their spacious interiors. And they're available with some real sweet tech. Want a hybrid SUV? Oh yeah, they got those too. All with a slew of standard features so you won't break the bank. Get the juice at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right. Brendan, give us our vocal stretches.
Oh, the arsonist was denied a bank loan.
That one doesn't even make sense. Is that even like a...
In Anchorman, it was the human torch.
The human torch was denied a bank loan. Yeah, yeah.
What?
This is going to be a great podcast.
There's a timer on this one.
Eric, one more for you. Can you say, I would like an Arnold Palmer at the Omelette Parlor?
I would like an Arnold Palmer at the Omelette Parlor.
Guys, Manscaped is here to remind you to keep your balls sparkling clean. Keep them clean, guys. Keep them clean.
Yeah.
Do yours sparkle when you put the deodorant? Mine don't sparkle. They do smell good, though.
Do balls sparkle, or does somebody else have to tell you if they sparkle?
You know what? Packed, we'll all check for each other.
I'm down. I'm in.
Sparkle bros. Sparkle bros for life.
Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-belt grooming. They have the right tools for the job. The right tool, guys, is the Perfect Package 3.0. Comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, liquid formulations to round out your manscaping routine, like the Crop Preserver, anti-chafing deodorant for your balls. Also, spray-on ball toner, Brendan's favorite. It's called the Crop Reviver.
Yep,
you guys can get 20% off Manscaped and free shipping with the code DNVR20 at manscaped.com.
Do it. What is up, everybody? Welcome into the DNVR Nuggets podcast. I'm your host, Adam Mattis. I'm joined, as always, with the entire DNVR Nuggets crew. Seated to my top left, it's Eric Weedham.
Yeah! You're right. I am always to the top
your
left.
Your intro is always there. Worse and worse. Turn my mic down.
That's right! That's right!
It's gone from like a, hey, you know, what's going on? That was like a crying child.
I've been cooped up for like 18 days in a row. I don't know what's up with you.
That was like when Bill Simmons runs out of different ways to say the ringer, so he just yells. And
yeah, yeah.
The 100%. Ringer! The ringer!
Seated to my bottom left, do you guys know who it is? It's always the same. It's
Harrison Wynn.
That's Harrison Wynn.
Guys, home of the stir.
I almost got that wrong. I almost thought it was me.
In the bottom right, as always, is Brendan Vogt.
What's up, guys?
How's chilling, man. Doing? Chilling.
Everybody's doing great. Super. Actually, rough one today. We were just talking about it before you came on. I was washing the car. It's such a beautiful day out today. I was washing the car, and my three-year-old basically took a screwdriver to my car. Just like completely wrecked the paint. Like, it's unsalvageable.
That makes it sound like she was mad at you.
Did you like, oh, yeah, a 3-year-old birthday present or something? Did you like
Yeah, it's like revenge.
He got her the screwdriver.
And well, kids love to draw. Like, I mean, it's like a thing. Everybody knows a kid will like draw or paint on a wall if you like.
I like to draw too.
Well, I'm saying like you don't write, you know, like write on expense, like the TV or something. You guys remember, actually, it's the same daughter. If you guys remember a couple years back, my daughter got my wife's lipstick and just smeared it all over my computer.
I do. Classic.
Man, little Ellie. She's a little terror. So anyway, my day was medium.
But how clean is that scratched car?
Very clean. The scratches really pop out of it.
That's good.
No. You guys can go ahead and share about your day. I
was trying to think.
Personal note.
So not, I had no personal property that was destroyed this day, but I did take a nap that I didn't mean to take. And when I woke
that's exciting.
Up, when I woke up, wasn't mad at all. I was like, sweet. I just hit fast forward without any effort on my part. Nice. So that was pretty good.
I watched a riveting Colorado Raptors game this morning. And that was like the equivalent of a Nuggets 130-110 win. Like a absolute shootout at the OK Corral type Nuggets game. Ton of offense.
Way to shoehorn
Michael,
that in.
Michael Malone, ladies and gentlemen. Here. No, the Raptors game was dope, man. Like, I put this out today on Twitter. Maybe I was a little overzealous, but I ranked rugby number two among sports.
I think that counts as a little overzealous.
I think recency bias may have
It is the most recent sport. It's the most recent sport I've watched. Riding the rugby high.
Now that you've had a little time to cool off from the seething anger of watching your daughter destroy your car and watching
exhilarating
highs, so now that if you had to re-rank sports, is still number two?
You know, it's funny because this is how the ranking really happened, because of course I took this seriously. You know, basketball, of course, number one. But then I was like, do I really like football? Like, I enjoy the experience of football. Like, we all talk about whatever.
Hold on. How are you gonna say that you're gonna abandon football?
I'm not abandoning it. I still love sports. Like, I'm gonna sports are inherently so cool.
But how did it fall so far down the power rankings?
I think what Adam's saying is what a lot of people are realizing in the last 3 to 4 years, which is they may not like the game of football as much as they thought they did.
They like the experience of football and the NFL. Like, they just do it right. It's really a cultural thing. Like, every Sunday it belongs to football. Everybody's watching it, talking about it, and everything
else. That part's awesome. Yeah.
And that part's, it's like Love is Blind. Like, what do I like that show? Like, as in, like, you know, by itself? No. But it's just fun that we all do it together. It's kind of how I feel about the NFL.
NFL is just my default number two, because I just don't watch baseball and hockey. I just don't watch them.
Dude, I gotta get into hockey. Like, it's clearly a shortcoming as a sports fan.
Hockey has the biggest like Florida ceiling raise in my personal hierarchy that a sport can have.
You gotta get into baseball, man. The key is to treat it like you're not trying to get the whole picture, man. There's just a lot like at the buffet menu that you can put on your plate if you want. Like, you can check in with certain teams every now and then, but like, do not follow the whole league.
Yeah. Oh, when I lived in Boston and I was studying from a town that is like absolutely disgustingly, sickeningly obsessed with baseball and just like how they do it. The guy, they'd always be like, listen, you know, you don't judge early part of the season, like you judge months. Was this a good month?
Yeah.
Like, it's not game by game. Like, if you, it really is just
you lose your mind.
Yeah. It's like reading like a long novel or like, getting into a marathon, and you just sort of, you know, you have something to pay attention to if you want to, but it's not imperative that you do. And you know, like Brendan and I went to the ballpark and we talked for 9 straight innings without,
the ballpark experience is incredible with baseball. Like, that's the thing about the baseball is going to it, I think, is actually the most fun of all of them.
I agree.
Well, I don't think that's in dispute, but baseball in itself, like, is the older you get, like, if you try to get into baseball now that your hair is so beautifully gray, Adam.
I know, it's great.
I bet that if you watch baseball, all of a sudden, all of your gray hairs would start tingling and you'd be like, wait a minute, this is the speed for me.
Okay. I didn't know where you were going with that, but it's that I'm old and slow. I got it. I honestly, like, this is like kind of a goal of mine, is to be more rounded in sports, like to try to get the appeal. And I think that's part of the cool thing about DNVR is like, everybody's passionate about their beats.
Yeah.
And so it's easy to kind of like learn from them, like, what is it you like about this thing? And like, they're just very good at it, kind of explaining it. So I want to get into baseball and hockey. Definitely hockey.
Best.
Baseball, I'm curious. It seems like a tumultuous time.
Dude, it's so awesome to have a calendar of sports. Like, as the year goes on, like, you have like this. I mean, obviously, you know, it exists whether or not you want it to, just in the coverage and what's available to be, you know, just sort of seem culturally. But like, if you really adopt your life schedule being centered around what's going on in the sports world, there's like something, it's like the, it's, I don't know. It's cool in the same way it is about having traditions for, drinking cocoa in the winter. And,
for sure.
You know,
it's also like, I'm in a different place in the NBA fan like pyramid than I would be in baseball. You know, like in baseball, I would just be like a guy, you know, and there's something like appealing about that. For you know what I mean?
So when I started blogging, I was writing about the Cardinals, and I quickly realized like the Cardinals are my favorite team, my favorite sport out there. And I was like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to blunt or numb down my fandom or my ability to just be a dude with a beer anonymously. You know what I mean? And baseball, I think, is like that aspect of it is precious to me.
Yeah, that's really cool. Should we take a quick break and before we move on?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go to a quick break here, Harrison. Get us on our first one.
Let's hit a quick break, and I want to remind you guys that we're looking for you guys to help support all our partners, continue to support us in this time. Support Breck Brew. Their farmhouse is still open in Littleton. They're doing special curbside pickup. They got a whole menu. You can get
Have you guys had the porter, the raspberry porter yet?
No, I haven't.
No, I gotta get my hands on one of those, man.
I bet you can get it from there. I'm outside the delivery radius.
Do we need to call that the Jante porter?
The DeJounte porter. I was bummed that he went. Where did he go to Philadelphia?
Well, John.
Memphis. Oh yeah, Memphis, man, Memphis.
Adam, are you eating?
Yeah. Could you hear that?
Yeah. Through the microphone. Yeah.
It's
like extreme.
It's a little crunchy yogurt. Dude, I want us to get Noosa.
Oh, Noosa is retired.
I'm obsessed. Adam is incredible.
Adam is obsessed with Noosa. Like, it's not often that when you talk to your adult male friends, in three separate occasions, yogurt comes up as a conversation point.
Well, you think, what else are we talking about, right? You ask me about my day, like, what kind of yogurt I had is, like, the fourth most exciting thing.
You don't know what I ate. Yeah, you do. It was jelly beans. You knew that.
But yeah, I
didn't, I didn't announce
yogurt
it.
Yogurt and granola. Underrated little snack.
Yeah, I strongly agree. That's the most older take you could have. Put that on the list.
Granola. That is on the list.
Yeah, that was just...
I feel like granola is the most appropriately rated food item there is. Like,
that's probably fair.
It's better than nothing.
I don't know if you can get granola at farmhouse, but you can get like fish and
we're
chips,
doing a reef.
Ribs, smoked chicken wings. You can call them up 303-803-1380. $5 off when you mention DNVR. Also, continue to support Mile High Green Cross. You can sign up for their loyalty program and receive 20% off your entire purchase. They're right downtown at 9th Broadway. Sign up for their loyalty program. This applies to current members as well and receive 20% off your entire purchase once per month. They're still open, of course. They're essential to our everyday life.
They are.
They were unessential for like 3 hours. And the city rioted.
Says you. Never unessential.
Well, I love how many texts I'm getting from dispensaries like, hey, we're still open. Yeah. Price is slashed.
And you're like, I'm still here. You're still in line. Yeah. I know.
Yes. Didn't leave yet.
Yeah. Trust me. Was aware.
Yeah.
Here's what else you got. Is that it? Okay. So Michael Porter Jr., the news of the day, guys. Let's get to the big storylines from top front page of the newspapers here.
Hang on, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Michael Porter Jr.
This is like as dystopian as it gets. The fact that we should be the start of the playoffs.
Nuggets are supposed to be playing the Jazz, I think, tonight. So, like a great game down the stretch, super meaningful game.
Yeah, we're like,
then we're talking about Michael Porter.
And this is like
top story. We found a battery today.
Hit on the pod. That's another thing. Like, yeah, we saw this happen today. Like, all right, that's definitely podcast content.
Yeah.
Get on the rundown.
So, all right. First of all, I
set the stage.
ESPN has done a terrible. So the NBA is doing a. I don't know if who's putting this on. I guess the NBA is doing a tournament where the players play NBA 2K against each other. 60 of them. Michael Porter's in it. I thought the game was Friday. And then, like, I couldn't figure out what time Michael Porter was supposed to play until Friday at, like, 4 when the thing came out. And I was like, oh, no, he's playing. And I thought they said Monday. Anyway, long story short.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, this thing has been so horribly put on.
Well, they had to move it because of all the other stuff going on.
Yeah, these guys are so busy right now. The world demanding. They had to work around their schedules.
Yeah.
Or were you watching 2K preseason today? Was that something?
Can we talk about how?
Preseason Summer League?
Harrison live tweeted this event.
What else do you want me to do? What else do you want me to do?
Hey, I'm glad somebody did, to be honest.
I'm like, man, Wynn's really just, it's all because he can sink his teeth
I'm in. Glad Wynn watched it because I watched on Friday for like 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. And I'm telling you, I tried so hard. I was like, okay, you're just an old man. You don't get it. Like, no, man, it sucked. It was so boring. I thought,
I think both of those things could definitely,
yeah, be. You're still old. Yeah.
But not because of this.
I'm starting to be honest with you guys. I'm not going to watch a single of one of these.
Well, now that Michael Porter's out, it's not really.
Do you guys want to know?
Is he?
Like, it would actually really suck
things that happened during this game.
Yes, give
Please.
Us the rundown. Right.
So, open the notebook.
I went over, I think, on a show last week, the format, how they chose the teams and whatnot. MPJ chose the Lakers, and Booker chose the Bucks, which are probably, like, by default, the two best teams in 2K. Most guys are choosing the Bucks in their first round matchup.
So they're.
I would have felt a lot better if MPJ picked the Bucks though, instead of the Lakers.
Me too. That one feels too real.
And Michael Porter seems like a Lakers guy.
Shut up. He totally does, dude.
Brought to you by the guy who brought Jokic fear onto the timeline.
I feel like I've been on so cold lately. Like, yeah, I've been so bad. Like, that was, I'm telling you, you're just rusty.
I've never seen you get subtweeted by the fan base before, but
I was like out of line. It's one of those ones where I'm like, shit, man, they're right.
You're way off the game.
That was like 100% the type of thing I'm supposed to like text you guys, you know, or hit you back. Just like let's talk about this.
You're morphing into like,
yeah,
a
instead
ESPN
I'm just like bored on my couch.
Talking head.
Dude, yeah. That was so bad. I took it down quickly, but then did you see like some Serbian paper like aggregated, man. That?
That's awesome.
My God. Dude, some Serbian paper actually wrote that was like, Maris, reporter, well-known reporter Maris in Denver says this could be Jokic leaving, but then deleted the tweet because he realized it was too early to talk about.
Wow. Oh, like, my God.
They put that part in there? That's incredible.
I'm like, what the hell, man?
They doxed you twice.
That is like real quarantine bunker level tweeting too that you're doing like 3 years.
It's so bad. It's so bad.
It's a good lesson.
That's my biggest L in like a long time.
Creators have their finger like on. It's an itchy trigger finger right now. You can't spray it.
Anything just got loose, man. Right now, this podcast.
Right. Oh baby.
They're dying for content. Yeah. They're just like, yeah, all right. Anyway, yeah. So there's yeah. Glad we cleared the air on that.
Another thing that happened, like I said, MPJ was the Lakers, Devin Booker was the Bucks. MPJ said he was saving the Nuggets for the championship game.
That's
a great line. Honestly, I respect it, dude. That's great.
Like when he said he loved Denver a week before saying he'd never been here before.
He's so good.
He's great.
Yeah. Let's see. What else happened? Oh, yeah.
Wow, this is nothing noteworthy.
Make this the pod teaser. Porter goes, I'll play with the Nuggets if you play with the Suns. And Devin Booker was like, haha, no, because the Suns suck. No,
he said the Suns suck.
Me telling you what he
his tone said that.
Okay,
his tone, that's a between the lines.
They pretty much have to for him to not pick his own team and no one to be upset about.
Devin Booker also selected the Nuggets as one of his 8 teams he can pick from.
That was for MPJ, I'm sure.
How did you feel about Devin Booker's game?
Yeah, he was pretty good. He was way better than MPJ. How this game went was Devin Booker would pretty much drive the ball with Giannis and get right into the defense and then just kick out to Korver or somebody else and just knock in threes. Brook Lopez had a bunch of threes. And, yeah, Booker really wired it.
Sounds amazing.
How would you describe Michael Porter's game?
All offense.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I mean. Like, are there defensive? are there video game players that are more defensive?
No, I mean, like, of course, Booker has some game. Yeah, he could play. He was really trying to get open threes and got them. And like Porter's defense just sucked.
Well,
right. He's just like texting while he's on defense.
Yeah. The one thing I did notice, because I have caught like the little clips of a bunch of these, nobody decorates anything in their house in the NBA.
Not surprised.
You notice this? It's like bare walls, bare.
These guys are like the millennial class of the NBA. They're all like 21 to 25, living the single life.
Well, and they also
apartments, one TV.
And they also live in those places for like chunks of a year. Like they'll have a place in the city that they live in that they're in half the time, and then they live in LA. Every NBA player lives in LA in the off season. So
yeah, a lot of them do.
So like, what's the point? Like, you're just always bouncing around. It's like a hotel essentially that you own.
Uh-huh. Are you guys bummed at MPJ at all?
I just wanted to see him play with the Nuggets.
Yeah, it's rough.
Like, I just wanted to see,
I don't know
who he started, what his rotation was.
It could. These guys are also really boring, man. Just like, they're, and maybe this is just what it's like because I've never watched people stream video games, although I do encourage people to follow DNVR Gaming. There's a great self if you want to watch people play video games.
But Adam is not on the podcast.
you just watch there's long stretches where guys are just kind of sitting there and you're just like looking at people, look at the screen. And it's like,
now that we're talking about video games, Brendan, you actually should talk in earnest about DNVR gaming. This should not be an Adam Mara segment at all. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. Like,
hey man,
it's true.
Go from
this. Yeah, tell us now that we're talking about,
well, first of all, DNVR Gaming, the latest corner of the DNVR universe to open up, dedicated to playing, celebrating,
is discussing that the mission our favorite statement?
Games. We've got two really a Twitter bio that I wrote.
Yeah, it's like good. Mildly I like it.
That's good.
Really good bio.
Two big tournaments going on, guys. So there's NHL tournament, and so it's just like DNVR subscribers, anyone who follows the account, just a DNVR community, and then we've got a 32 team FIFA tournament coming in. Gonna do a little
shit. Are somebody is assigned to be Portugal?
Yeah, we're gonna have like a random order generator decide, like, and we'll draft teams. Not Portugal because that's international, but we've got big plans, man. We're thinking like we're gonna try to launch some DNVR leagues eventually. Yeah. If life ever restores to normalcy, we'll have some tournaments like person at the bar.
Oh my god, that'd be so sick!
Yeah, so this is so a crazy. Real. This wasn't just like a quarantine. We'll just do this.
Do you think
like,
we could get it should evolve, our 2K, our future 2K league?
Nope.
Absolutely. No, I don't.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
I think that we could. I absolutely think we could. No, we're going to make, I'm loosely involved in this
Wilson
as well.
Chandler, maybe. Maybe he would.
Definitely.
He's going to one up and play.
Did you guys see DeMarcus Cousins signed with an esports team? I have no idea what that means. But
Kenneth Fareed, like,
I was just watching ESPN, and Kenneth Fareed was playing World of War or something.
Bro, Kenneth Fareed has like he's in the perfect sweet spot of money from professional sports without actually having to dedicate any time at all. He can just play video games for days.
The other thing that, so I guess that wraps up MPJ. He's out of the tournament. Great run. The other thing that dropped today, and man, I'm telling you, this is the haters ball today for me.
Oh boy.
The Max's Nice video. You guys know that?
Yeah.
Impersonations. And he dropped a Jokic one. So all of his is the second Jokic one too. I think he dropped one a while ago. Everybody sent it to me today. Every Nuggets player sent it to each other thinking it was hilarious, like on Instagram and stuff. I don't get
it. So the thing with these videos is he's had some bangers. Like his James Harden one was a banger. The LeBron one is pretty good. This one I thought sucked. I thought this Jokic one was bad, man.
I'm not only over the dude. I'm over the genre of
impersonators.
But how do you not get it? What do you not get?
That's what I don't get. It's funny. Yeah, I get what it is. I just like people. I got sent it today, both like from online followers, and I appreciate when people are reached out like that kind of thing. But also like friends, everybody's sending it to me, and they're like, "Dude, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen." And I'm just like, I don't get it. The dude's acting like he's like.
It just wasn't good. He's had some good ones. I didn't think this was a good one.
I would say, though, you could watch that and you could say that that was Jokic if you didn't know who he was impersonating.
Counterpoint, not at all true. No, I know what you're saying.
It's just something.
Man, this is the lowest denominator of like of humor. It's just like association and not even like.
I think this is the rarest form of humor, like being able to impersonate something and someone to someone else and have
the
them, like,
hottest ready. Take of the month.
Dude, how many people do you know that can do like an amazing impersonation? Like,
few of them try at all.
That's the point. Like, to be able to like pull it off and like.
That's the whole point. I just don't. To me, it's not pulled off. But clearly, it is to a lot of people. That's all I'm saying. Is like a lot of people love it. And I just think you guys don't get it because it's our guy.
And it's
No, I've seen it. I've seen his videos for a bunch of different things, and I'm always just like,
insulting.
Like to me, if he did one like the LeBron James run. Like, and that was the entire video. I'd be like, okay, that's kind of funny. That is kind of how he runs. But the whole video of like little, like exaggerated mannerisms, I'm like, I don't know.
There's something interesting about being able to capture the full spirit of a player. Like, he's not even saying anything. There's something interesting about like just through movement, you can conjure the thought of another person. To me, that's interesting. I don't know. Like, I think it's cool.
What do you think, Harrison? Where do you land? Do you break the tie?
I'm a little bored of it, to be honest, of that guy.
Yeah, I didn't like it. I was saying, he's had some good ones. This one sucked. And no Sombor Shuffle. Like, what are we even doing? Come on.
That's a great point.
Are we about to small market energy the impersonator?
Yeah, we are. We totally did. No, I told you it's the haters. It would be like all old man this. Like, there's a bunch of 24-year-olds listening to this pod be like, dude, these guys suck.
They like me. I'm the oldest one on here, and I'm here for their guy, Max. I agree that Max is in fact nice.
He's good at these impersonations generally. I think he's had some good ones. This one just I didn't think hit.
I think we've hit the wall of Max's nice segment. I think I'm out.
Max's empty. Oh my god, you guys! You guys can still purchase Strava Craft. You guys, support Strava Craft Coffee in these times,
dude. I ran out. I've never run out before.
Are you guys drinking more coffee supply. Now or less?
More.
I'm drinking less just because I always, like, I don't brew my own coffee at home. I need this.
What time are you?
Are you serious? This is the most millennial thing ever.
I literally get it from Starbucks.
I would only get it from my local coffee shop.
That's crazy to me.
Yes, I get it from the local spot.
Wow.
I like to support Strava Craft Coffee. I get it and I brew it all the time.
Oh, dunk on him.
No, but I'm yo. That's the whole reason I started brewing my own coffee was because of Strava Craft Coffee, and now it's changed my life.
Now I need them to like dump a lethal amount on my apartment. Now I'm depressed.
Back it up. But you guys can get it online for 20% off using the code DMVR20, packed with CBD. Been known to help cure long-term migraine, decrease anxiety, arthritis, IBS, and purchase it online for 20% off using the code DMVR20.
Yeah, I think coffee that decreases anxiety is a nice little product at this exact moment in time.
Coffee kind of increases my anxiety.
It's a weird, like double.
That's a weird balance.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that's the point. Like, you still like coffee, but yeah, you don't want to be made more anxious by it. So, Strava Craft, baby.
I did the thing that went around today was the everybody's just coming up with Twitter games right now. But there was like, what coffee are you? And it gets like goes from like black to like light. I'm definitely like right in the middle. That was like the four or five.
I'm a three.
And it's funny. It's funny how coffee people are like so offended by anybody. I was talking to Spano about this earlier. We were talking about green chili. This is my favorite take because it's everybody in my family's take, and I think it's so ridiculous. There's only one flavor of chili, and that's hot.
I love
anything less than hot, it's not chili. And it's just
like spicy.
To me,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. You can't have a mild or even a medium chili is not like real. Green, you gotta have a hot chili.
Green chili is one of my favorite things on this planet.
Oh, like, it's so delicious.
No exaggeration. My family, when they travel, they're from New Mexico. And when my aunt and uncle travel, they bring baggies of green chili with them so that they can put it on whatever food they encounter outside of New Mexico so they can make it palatable for themselves. Anyway, I could not be wimpier when it comes to spice. I absolutely hate, I'm done with spicy foods in my life. I've decided to give me absolutely nothing. All they do is hurt my tongue and like they don't make it taste better. All they do is ruin the rest of the meal. Then I'm just trying to like dull the pain for an hour. Like, no, thank you. I'll take mild. Thank you.
I agree with this take. I'm the same way. Like I'll do mild. I'll do a little medium or something like that. But this whole idea of like, if it's not the hotter it is, the more it's the more it's a chili. Yeah. It's like, I don't care, man. I don't like that. I like this over here.
If you don't have a moment that sucks associated with this chili, then you didn't eat it. You're like, what?
You guys know about my well-documented tiny nostrils that we have discussed.
We have discussed this.
I have a lot of trouble breathing or smelling. So the spicy stuff just, it opens everything right up.
Oh, so it's good.
Oh, yeah. It opens my nose. I'm like.
For real,
like,
it does?
Yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
Clears congestion, bro. Spice. I mean, other things are terrible then.
We got Thai food the other day, and we got, level 2 spicy on a scale of like 1 to 10. The thing was so freaking spicy. Like level 2. In the Thai level of spiciness is just like out of control.
Yo, new Instagram content. I have to ask Harrison Nuggets trivia and we go up a level in spicy Thai.
Every time he gets one wrong, he has to
down
a new spice. Oh, this would be such a good segment.
Do you guys watch the hot ones?
Of course.
I absolutely love that.
That's great. It's great internet content.
We're going to wrap things up. Now, Harrison has done a great thing, a great interview with Steve Hess. Dropped half of it on Friday and another half tomorrow, I believe. Yes, Harrison, I haven't seen the latest, the newest one yet. Monday morning. This interview, Steve, first of all, there are people out there, youngsters out there who've been Nuggets fans for all but 2 years and maybe don't actually know who Steve Hess is. He's one of the most interesting people in the Nuggets world.
Oh, he's one of the most interesting people in the world.
Yeah. I mean, 20 years with the team, he's been under so many coaches from like those guys in the late 90s, early 2000s who were with the team for like a year to – George Karl, Brian Shaw, Mike Malone. He's seen a lot.
Even before that. I mean, like he predates even George Karl. But it's funny, you forgot to even how to start. Like he's 5 foot like 3.
Yeah.
You know, like stronger than the Hulk.
Yeah.
Giant dreads.
Yeah.
Yep. Or at least did at some point. Yeah. South Africa. Like there's just every little piece about him is actually super fascinating. But on top of it all, he's got the same energy as The Rock.
Dude.
Yeah.
I follow The Rock on Instagram and he's one of my favorite follows just because he's like overwhelmingly positive and motivated and like always doing something dope and cool. And it's like
Steve Hess the same way, man.
Steve Hess the same way where just every time he's talking, you're just kind of like, let's do this, baby. Come on. I was just going to say
I've never put more exclamation points in a interview ever. And I probably could have put as many as I did.
Yeah. I was rereading it right before we came on here and it's just like, it got me hyped just reading the text. You can hear it. Voice, you know.
Don't you think this 2K wrap up that you're gonna do for tomorrow also is gonna be a close it's gonna be MPJ. Like
I've got a full episode of the list coming up on the
Steve Hess is such a big deal to me. Just because you always notice the trainers that are behind the bench for the Nuggets because they're just big human beings and they don't look like anybody else and they're always just sitting there stoically behind the bench because they're not actually adding anything to the conversation. So Steve Hess was just like there and you couldn't take your eyes off him every time they went to the bench. One time I was driving to the airport and I saw Steve Hess in a car next to me, and I got so excited. I was like, what? I got like stuck. I was like, I couldn't control my car for a minute.
Like telling him to pull over. You're like, pull over.
No, 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 no. I was just like, give the man his room. Give the man his room. Like, I didn't want to interrupt the man, but I was just knowing that he's like a real guy.
He is almost like a character, you know? He's crazy, man. And I don't know, maybe my biggest takeaway, this kind of changed my whole outlook on the situation we're in with COVID-19, to be honest.
I've changed.
in the times that we're in.
The times that we're in. Harrison is glowing today. Look at him, guys.
I know. A whole new mustache, but you can't really see it because it's like blonde.
Why would you leave a mustache? Oh no.
I thought we all agreed to go full quarantine beard. Was that just me?
Dude, my wife is gonna cut my hair probably tomorrow. I need it so bad. My hair is out of control.
I literally, I cannot wait to see what I look like when I come out of this, because I'm not cutting anything and I have no other opportunity in my entire life to just find out what it looks like for me to be an actual like homeless person. So
let's do the Steve Hess challenge and I'll grow out our
yes.
I'm gonna probably
shave
like
the mustache in tomorrow.
3 weeks out from being able to do cornrows.
Probably not. Not only is that not true.
I would say you're one lifetime out.
Yeah. There's some more barriers like me not letting you do that.
Can you imagine Harrison going into the locker room when this gets back to normal with dreadlocks?
I think there's like a pretty good chance. There's a pretty good chance Harrison would be canceled for having
which is kicking out. Nobody's giving Harrison a single story.
It's over.
What was I saying about Steve Hess? Oh, yeah. The COVID-19 thing. He was just like so positive the whole time. From the second I got on the phone with him, he was so jacked up to talk about the Nuggets. And he was like, yeah, I was asking about his routine. And he's like, yeah, I still get up at 3 a.m. every day. I work 17-hour days.
3 o'clock. Yeah.
He's almost up.
It's ridiculous.
He's like writing a book now. He's working 17-hour days. I'm like, what the heck do you do? What do you do like when you're like his panoramic place? Like I'm sure that's closed now. The place he's working. Like, what do you do for 17 hours? I'm sure he finds stuff to do, but he was just how he stays positive and just kind of the outlook he has on this whole thing. And I was just like, man, like, why would we be negative about this thing? Like, why wouldn't we just be positive? It's the best thing we can do right now.
That's cool. I talked to Felipe is the name of the guy that now sits in the seat of Steve Hess. Like, he's big and he's Brazilian.
Those are correct.
Yeah.
I know him. I have spent time with him at a party before, and another protege that he brought up from Brazil, and they were talking about Steve Hess in like such glowing terms. Like in that trainer community, like Steve Hess is like as impressive. Yeah, as impressive
with you and these organic.
Yeah, you know Steve. Felipe. Would Felipe know you?
Yeah, maybe not by name. Maybe. No. I've spoken to him. I was in the What? What's wrong?
It's so funny. I don't know. Maybe it's true. Yeah,
it is. Like, hey, does this feel like a lie? I don't know.
Definitely not by name.
If you bumped into him, if I bumped into him, I would just expect he forgot about me immediately.
Well, he is more visually striking than I am. I'll give him that. He is more interesting than I am. I'll give him that. Yeah. But we have been in the same room like 100 times together, like within 10 feet for like hours at a time.
Weird flex, but that's awesome, dude.
Well, I don't know. I feel like I have to defend myself now. I'm being attacked.
No, Harrison, so you said this was over the phone? You didn't want to Zoom him?
No, I didn't. I did not Zoom him.
We're not on Zoom.
Maybe next time.
Not on Zoom terms.
And then what was some of like the most interesting stuff in your opinion that he just
had? So I was asking him a bunch of just like, who was the most athletic player you've been around? Who was the hardest worker? Like that story about Earl Boykins. He just had a lot of cool stuff. Who was the most energetic player you've been around? I asked him who that was the most energetic player he's ever been around. And immediately, no hesitation, he says, Mark Pope. And I go,
oh, well, yeah. Okay, who's number two?
He also said Anthony Carter. He said Anthony Carter would lift single day at 7 a.m. It didn't matter where or when he'd be lifting at 7 a.m. every single day. He said the most athletic player he's been around, J.R. Smith.
Dude, J.R. was such a crazy athlete, man.
Nate Robinson, obviously. Antonio McDice, he also said. And then he threw a wrench in there. He threw a wrench in there and said Andre Miller, but his first three steps were apparently unbelievable. Just like his first three steps were crazy.
Interesting.
I don't remember that, but
he was like Jokic level speeds, but at actual point guard.
It's like when someone's not actually athletic, and so that one thing they're good at peeks through, and that's their identity.
For sure. Oh,
that first step's really quick. No, he's just slow. I think
he was telling the story about Earl Boykins benching 315 pounds, and he was spotting him. Boykins weighed 133 pounds at the time, and then Hess was talking about how Earl Boykins like ran track from when he was 6 years old and always knew he was going to be an NBA player. All this crazy stuff about Boykins.
Dude, talk to
that'd Boykins be a good one, next. Yeah.
I know. Boy, you know like how you're like, ants have three times the strength of their own body weight or whatever, and it's like, that's crazy, the strongest insects of the world. It's like Earl Boykins has three times the strength of three times his body weight.
The aggregators are going to – Marez calls Earl Boykins ant.
The aggregated Serbian newspaper.
I said a cool Kobe story.
No, anyway.
Too. He said during a long Laker road trip, Kobe was working out at his gym. Steve Hess used to own a gym downtown. And Steve Hess stopped in there after Nuggets practice to just watch Kobe work out. And Kobe went through like a 2-hour workout and then did yoga for another 2 hours. And Steve Hess tried to go into the yoga room to like talk with him. And Kobe's security. Hess did not have security at the gym. Kobe's security was like, no, you can't go in there. You can't go into your own yoga room. Kobe's in there.
Dude, this stuff, man, look, I think that level of like obsessiveness or whatever is like incredibly important, but good Lord, man, his story about like after practice, 2-hour workout, then 2 hours of yoga. It's like, dude, you do need to rest at some point. Six straight hours of working on your body as a pro athlete during a season. Come on, man.
I feel like he has more insight onto this than you do.
There's no doubt about it. Hey, look, man. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. But I don't know, man. That's an enormous amount of work.
That's what it takes. You want to be the king? Listen, man. That's the difference between you and Kobe. You
know? Hey, man, there's no doubt. I'm not even joking. There's no doubt that's the difference between.
Might be the only difference, though.
Might be the only difference. Sure. Yeah. I honestly had all the same moves.
If only you'd had the dedication, that mama mentality. Only,
Remember that picture of Jokic and his brothers working out in Serbia in Sombor in that field with Steve Hess and that guy in the underwear?
Well. Yeah. Harrison, first of all, yes, I will always remember that one, as will every Nugget.
You buried the lead because it's the underwear guy picture. For sure.
But I asked him about that picture and just what it was like to work out in a field in Sombor with all those guys. And
did you ask about with the?
Yeah, well, I specifically asked about that guy. Specifically. And listen to this quote here. He said, that guy, they said, was 90 years old. He would hit the field in the sun for 12 hours. All he would do is drink water, and he would do these workouts with these MMA guys and Nikola and his brothers, and they were doing somersaults and backflips. And I was like, this guy's going to die. We would go AM and then PM, and he would be there the whole time.
Is he just a guy? So he's not part of the entourage. He's just a guy that also works out at the field. That's incredible. Okay, he's not 90.
Wait, they should call him Professor Underpants. Like a way better name. But,
yeah, that's awesome.
Unreal. He also said that his first few years working with George Carl, he was like, I hate that dude. I hate George. He killed me every day for 3 years, called me a sack of this, a sack of that. It was 3 years of like, I'm going to shoot myself. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was a rebound.
Like, yeah, I thought so too. Then, but you're four. I realized. Nope. It's just like then I just ignored him, and we were fine. Wow.
Wow.
Well,
it was rough working for George. I think before you like earned his respect, and then you know once you were on those terms with him.
Steve Hess would earn my respect in like 30 minutes, I feel like. Yeah. I'd be like, oh, yeah, this guy kicks ass.
How could you not have not trust Steve Hess as a trainer? Like, just look, you're like, do you really have the energy required for this?
That's so true. Well, that was an interesting one. All right. Hey, that's good stuff, Harrison. So definitely check it out, obviously, for subscribers. But part one was so great. I'm guessing part two will come across tonight or tomorrow morning. I can't wait to read it. Really, really cool stuff. Anybody else before we get out of here?
I just want to say I'm never going to work 17 hours a day. So I hope that's not an expectation.
Imagine how much you get accomplished in 17 hour days.
Man, I can't. Man, yeah. I mean, first of all,
you're not accomplishing any sleep. I'll tell you that.
I put in a handful of those, I'd say, over the last 5 months.
It's been a lot.
But I've also looked at my grades. They're out of control. Take us home, Harrison.
Yeah, guys. Denver Rubber Company, still doing it since 1972, providing the highest quality products. Custom die-cut gaskets, molded rubber, custom contract manufacturing, custom hoses.
Go ahead and say it. Go ahead and say it. You know it's not even true, but go ahead and say it. Come on. You say it. You're going to lie to us. I want to hear it.
I'm going
to
ask you guys, how many more days of snow do we have?
First of all, so we had one, right? We said 2.5 the other day, and we had
one. More. We get one more.
So you need one more, and it's supposed to snow, I think, like next Monday. Next
Sunday and Monday. Yeah,
so we might pass it.
Denver Rubber Company is the home of snowplows. They're your one-stop shop for snowplows. Hit them up.
You've never checked the weather for this read. Not once. Every single time I've been sitting there going, really? It's going to snow again?
It's always going to snow here. Up until like Memorial Day. That's when you can stop saying it. 1-800-259-0010 or drcfirst.com/DNVR.